kindergarten teacher Twyla Flint is worried.
We've been hearing about the discourse and the difficulties that they've been having through, you know, television and news reports over the last several months. And so then
Flint could be describing that partisan body of congressmen and senators we so often hear about on Morning Edition and All Things Considered. But she's actually talking about a more local group, Indiana's State Board of Education. The group has a lot of influence over what happens in her classroom, so Flint went to watch the board meeting last Wednesday, like it was some kind of traveling sideshow. In her defense, it was pretty dramatic. Sitting only feet away from one another, Superintendent Glenda Ritz and board member Dan Elsner continually sparred for control of the floor.
I just want to say, I'm aware of what I did,
and you may have your say here in a moment because we haven't gotten to the appeal.
So we're going
to
get to speak, or is that overruled?
Flint says, although it can be interesting to see the interplay between the members, she really just wishes they could get to work.
Personally, I just want to teach. I just want to teach my children. That's one of the main things. All of the bickering takes away from just us wanting to educate the children.
Ritz, a Democrat, chairs the board, which is comprised of members all appointed by either current Governor Mike Pence or his predecessor Mitch Daniels, both Republicans. The two sides have struggled to get along since Ritz was elected. Political undercurrents play a big part in the latest friction, stemming from questions about power. Who has it? How much? And under what circumstances?
I think a lot of the airwaves is getting somewhat polluted with the contention between the two, and that's not the focus, and that's not where it needs to be.
That's Saria Walton, a middle school math teacher at Andrew Academy in Indianapolis. She's concerned she and her colleagues don't know what direction to go on the new state academic standards Indiana created in April. The Department of Education just released curriculum guides for those standards last month. And that new test teachers will have to use? The DOE still hasn't decided exactly what that will look like. The clock is ticking, as teachers only have a few more weeks before school starts again in August.
We need to make sure that we are putting some of our personal feelings to the side, because the board is making decisions based upon an entire state that affects thousands and thousands of children. So making sure that...
I just would like to address the issue of the addition of agenda items. And
even some board members say enough is enough. Sarah O'Brien says it's time to get back to business.
At the end of the day, we're all working towards one big goal. So it is my hope that while there might be conflicting personalities, that we can all find a way to work through that and actually get those things done that need to be in place to improve education across the state.
As far as the actual rulings that came out of Wednesday's meeting, a resolution to involve the board more in future decisions around the state's No Child Left Behind waiver passed. Details on exactly how the board will be involved aren't clear. The board also moved to create a subcommittee that will take a closer look at board rules and procedures. Superintendent Ritz will appoint the members of that committee prior to the board's next meeting in August. Topics that didn't get much play? To the dismay of many teachers, the standards and the tests they'll be using next year. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.